Hey, it's the boys. We back. PS&BS episode 16. Happy holidays from the PS&BS crew. Shout out to all the listeners. Shout out to all the IG followers. If you haven't already, show us some support and go follow the IG, man. PS&BS POD. Man, today we're going to be discussing value in a game based on quality and length. Another gaming news going around the world. But before all that, let me see what my guy's been up to, man, for this holiday week. Yo, Biggs, what's good?
Yo, man, you already know what it is. It's your boy, Biggs. When you hear this voice, you start feeling all funny, getting butterflies in your stomach. You hear these other boys' voices, you're like, all right, another episode of PS&BS. What's good with y'all? All right, so Biggs has been playing. Oh, boy. So remember last week?
What have you been playing?
Remember last week, I brought up this new game I was playing called The Legend of Heroes Trails of Cold Steel.
Yeah, I knew it was something with seven names, but go ahead.
Come on, man. Japanese people. You know what I'm saying? Konnichiwa. So I'm still in the midst of playing it, but when I tell you I'm at, like, the tail end. Like, I have, like, 15 minutes of cutscenes left to get through. I should boot the shit up right now and finish it while we record, but I'm not going to do that. I was so upset I couldn't beat it before we started recording. That's what I really wanted to do. But
Well, damn.
But yeah, I'm about to top that game off and be done with it, and then I'm on to the next journey. But that's really all I've been playing this past week. Like, so literally all I've been playing.
So you're 99.999.
Yeah, for real. It's depressing, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I heard you earlier, man.
Wow.
Yo, Lex. Statman.
What's going on, everybody? Statman here. It's been an interesting couple of days. I've been starting some games over, getting to my backlog. I've put over 100 hours in Assassin's Creed Odyssey, and I just got it on PC, and I'm starting over. So that's how much I love that game. I'm playing that. I'm getting into some Marvel. They got some new DLC that came out, adding some... who did they add? They added some X-Men in there. So, Dark Phoenix and people like that. So I think that's it. Just catching up on those games, you know, going through my backlog before 2020 hits and we get slammed with all these new releases that are coming out.
For real. Steels Resident.
Yo, what's up? What's up? What's up? You already know PS&BS Steels 1682 Resident Fat Boy in the building, hitting the sticks every day, all day. I had a goal this week, seeing how we're off of work. That's right, our job closes the plant technically for the whole week.
And yeah, you got a job?
Yeah, we get a little. Come on, now.
I don't got one of those.
Yeah, we got jobs.
All right.
Well, Biggs kind of got a job.
Yeah, I got like a half job.
Yeah, he's got like a 30%.
It's like Boys
job.
And Girls Club kind of thing.
Hey, but ladies, he'll still take you out. He'll still get you that 10-ounce steak.
Yeah, he'll still take you out,
Ladies. Yeah. Ladies.
CC's pizza.
Who daughter
date?
Trying to go out for dinner tonight? Right? You know what I'm saying?
So, we always get a week off for the weekend, for the holiday. And before we got off, my goal this week was to beat 3 games. Because I've been putting so much time into Destiny, and I still am. You know, weekly resets and stuff like that. Iron Banner's going on this week, by the way. Been hitting that up a little bit today. I bought all these games on Black Friday, and I just had games sitting around on my scroll. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to challenge myself this week, and I'm going to beat 3 games. Now, last week you heard that I beat Devil May Cry 5. Granted, that was the week before, but just want to put that out there that it was a beaten game. But this week, I started off with Titanfall 2. And that's one of those games, usually those campaign multiplayer games like Call of Duty, Battlefield, and stuff like that, they don't have long story modes. Usually it's around 5-6 hours, depending on the person's play style.
Right.
So, my goal was to beat it in 5 hours or less in one sitting. And I actually texted my buddy Greg from work. What was it, last week Saturday? I text him at 8:20. I'm sitting down. I'm starting a campaign. I'll text you when I'm done. And he just texts back, shake my head, LOL, sheesh. And I'm like, okay. 4 hours and 50 minutes later, I text him, done. One
question.
Good night. Game already question. Done.
Question steals. Because this has a lot to do with runtime, difficulty level. What do you put it on?
Usually I start with the normal one that they put on, or
no
I
wonder,
bump it up.
No
one,
wonder. Okay.
Bump it up upset. One time.
Oh, wow.
No, upset. No, I'm good.
Oh, what do you mean?
What you trying to say, Lex?
What do you mean? No,
you're
one
of those. You're one of those normies. You're one of those normies.
Normies.
You put a game on normal. You put a game on normal.
Sometimes
you just want to play the game to play the game.
Yeah, I know. I get you.
I put my games on normal because I play JRPGs, that's my difficult fix. Everything else I can play on normal. JRPGs are automatically fucking hard mode. So
yeah, I can't play games on normal. It's too easy for me. It's way too easy.
Holy, I just wanted to beat that as fast as possible.
No, I get it.
I wasn't trying to do anything special. Fucking God of War, I beat it on the second to last hardest, whatever. I didn't beat on the hard one, the one before that. Gotcha. Whatever the one before that was. All right, you know what? You're taking me out of my shit because I'm about to get into that. Anyway. So that's game one. Game two, Star Wars, Fallen Order. I already had that kind of started. I had like 20% of that complete. Jumped into that hard. Finished that off a few nights ago. And that was on... Jedi Master difficulty. Yeah, there. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I beat that on that. The story was good. Put about 18-ish hours into that one. And then I was going to finish off Resident Evil 2, but that's one of those games that the remake, I already had beaten it. So I know what to expect. So that's kind of going to be, I'm bored, I just kind of want to waste some time kind of game.
Gotcha.
And then Biggs assured me that there was no way in hell I was going to finish Persona 5. So I was like, all right, you know, I'll put on Spider-Man. Mostly because Trav started it and I wanted to catch up past him and beat him before he did. I started that off yesterday. And played it a bit today, and I'm like right at 40-something percent complete. Pitiful. So I will definitely have that game beat before the weekend
accounts.
Is over. And that one's
you have
on,
the DLC?
Not normal. That one's not on normal either.
Do you have the DLC?
Yeah, it came with all the DLCs.
Yes, I got all four DLCs.
Okay, cool. Three. Yeah, that's so. I don't remember how long it was. It took me, but that's a pretty... I mean, if you get everything, I mean, I got everything.
Right, I'm a collector. Yeah. As well.
But see, that's the thing. It takes forever. And this is going to go into what our BS segment is. We're kind of getting ahead of ourselves a little bit, but there's a difference between game completions and then just doing some stuff, beating a game, and then going back to it. But
right,
we'll get into that when we get in our topic, bro. So yeah, I beat those two games. Almost got Spider-Man done. Still putting in Destiny work. Actually fired up GTA 5 a little bit this week. Knocked out a couple of heists with the boys. You know, every time I fire that game up, I forget how much fun it is just running people over and just acting a fool in the town.
Don't do this at home, kids.
And, you know, blowing stuff up and you know, people already know what GTA is about. So.
I want to throw in before Trav. Man. Before Trav.
A wide variety of games this week.
Right.
Before Trav goes ahead, I want to throw in that I'm disappointed in both of y'all because y'all could have beat Spider-Man today with all the time y'all was playing Destiny today.
Yes, I
y'all
know,
y'all
could have
beat it today.
The clan mates were all playing
no
Destiny.
Excuse.
They wanted to hit up the Iron Banner.
There's no excuse
they wanted to hit
for
up Iron Banner.
A game that y'all play every day after work when y'all set out on a journey to beat games on your vacation. There's no excuse.
Is our vacation over?
Listen,
is our vacation
ain't over. It's going to be
our vacation's not over. We still got tomorrow. We still got the weekend. Monday, I go back to work. So as long as I beat it by Sunday, which it'll be done tomorrow. Yeah, the game will be done tomorrow.
I just hope. That's all. I'm just a bystander. I'm just a spectator, all right? But, you know, what I saw today was... broke me a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
I'm still salty. Alex fucking called me out, yo. I'm not gonna lie.
Hey man, sometimes you gotta. Sometimes
I'm not trying to call you out. I'm not trying to call anybody out.
Yo, listen. There's some games that I don't need to get the. Oh, I beat this on difficulty shit. I just wanted to get.
No, I know. I know. But to me, I was just curious because you know difficulty does affect length.
Yeah, them retries.
So that's why I even asked. Yep.
Yes,
that's why I even asked. No, I don't care. Everybody plays how they want to. That's fine. But me, I was curious because I know from experience that me on normal, I can't play games on normal. I don't know why. I think they're too easy for me. They're too easy, and I beat them too quick. And I like to like get everything, go into the games, and then go back. You know.
Let's go ahead and grab what Trav's been doing, and then we'll expand more on this in the PS. So
yeah,
Trav,
man.
What you been getting into, man?
Yeah, man, you know, I picked up Spider-Man back in, you know, Black Friday, so I've been, you know, knee-deep in that, GTA Heist, Destiny, don't worry, man, Spider-Man will be done, and when it's done, somebody owes me a little teak.
I don't ever remember agreeing to that. I don't agree.
One said anything about buying lunch.
It might have been Hooper, I don't know, but I'm just saying, somebody said... I got
you.
He
don't even know what teak is.
Oh, I think it was Greg. It was Greg. Greg did say that. He did say
so
that,
Greg,
actually.
Holla at your boy, man.
Yeah, it's crazy how I have a homeboy named Greg, Steele's got a homeboy named Greg, and you got a cousin named Greg.
I got three homeboys named Greg. One's a fellow Cowboys fan, one's at work, and one's in my Subaru group.
Shout out to all the Gregs.
Shout out to all the Gregs, man.
But you know, there's been a little rumor going out there, conspiracy going out there about Steels being the Grinch of Christmas. I personally think that he's a Jehovah's Witness because he don't celebrate Christmas.
I almost was Jehovah's Witness.
No, but shout out to all the Jehovah's Witnesses, though. All respect.
Yeah.
All respect. Just, you know what I'm saying?
But I like
them
doorbells,
you know what I'm saying?
I like my Coquito, man.
Ring once. Ring once, and then... If you don't get that, if you don't get that answer, 2 minutes, just go ahead and holler at your boy. Holler at your brother, man. Go
ahead and follow the podcast on IG, man. PSBSPOD, man. But so Steels, man, you want to clear the air?
Yo.
On your holiday, right. Grinchmas.
What do you even call it?
Yeah, sometimes people do call me the Grinch, but all right, so
I don't know where to start.
We all live in Florida. I don't know where to start. Actually, this is where I'm going to start. We all live in Florida right now. Okay, I'm originally from New York, Long Island, New York, and out there, you know, you have seasons. There ain't no fucking seasons out here in Florida. During the winter, it's cold. Doesn't snow all the time. A lot of people think, oh, it's New York. It snows every year. No, there's some years that it don't snow. I was up there for last Christmas. And I surprised my brother, and it didn't snow in New York. We drove upstate New York one day, and it was snowing. So it doesn't snow all the time, but it does get cold. So out there in New York, I lived in more of the suburb area, not in the city. So normal streets, blocks,
sweet.
Avenues, boulevards, and stuff like that.
Spanish Harlem.
When I say every single house on every single block puts lights on during Christmas, that's not even an exaggeration, okay? We used to, every year, one day, go outside, walk down every street. Not every street, because there was a ton of streets, you know. But we'd walk down 10 blocks, down 5 or 6 avenues, this or that, and just look at all the Christmas lights while drinking hot cocoa. Yes, Trav, with the marshmallows on in it. and you know, that was a tradition. Also, every year when Christmas happened, you know, the morning of Christmas, well, before that, we lived in my grandmother's basement. My parents made their basement into like a 2-bedroom studio. Like, we had our own, we didn't have a bathroom. We had to walk upstairs for the bathroom. But we had our own kitchen. We had our own laundry room. We had fridge. We had oven. you know, we had our own living room. And Elf then we had shelf. Two rooms. So, yeah, yeah. Oh. Okay. That wasn't existing back then. And when I say back then, I'm talking early 90s. I was born in 82. I'm 37 Jeez. Years old. So,
I wasn't born.
So every morning, we'd wake up. We weren't allowed to come out the room until our parents said, okay, they had to set shit up, whatever.
Oh, okay.
We come out. Christmas music is playing. Dad's drinking coffee. Mom's got the camcorder. And when I say camcorder, I mean like the big old, like,
with the VHS
briefcase
in it.
VHS freaking camcorder with the handle that comes forward, and it's got the big ass sponge thing on the microphone. And like, I'm talking that big old thing.
Oh, and, man. Christmas story, man.
We'd go out and we'd open up our gifts. And me and my brother would fight because one of us always got something better, or one of us got more gifts than the other, whatever. But then we'd go upstairs to the living room upstairs. My grandparents were there. My aunt and uncles would come over. All my cousins would be there. Like, the whole family would be around. And we'd go outside and play with our toys. Some years we would go to my great-grandparents' house in Manhattan. Sometimes we'd go to the Statue of Liberty. Like, it was all about family. It was all about getting together. It was huge traditions. It was cold, snowy, stuff like that. Then I moved to Florida.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And,
shout out Florida. Boys, shout out Florida, man. We out here, man. The real ones, man.
We moved to Florida. We moved to Florida in 1996. And unfortunately, the first thing that happens is my parents split up.
Oh,
they were having issues, whatever. I don't want to get into that, obviously.
Right.
I was 14 years old. My brother was 10, 9 to 10. So he didn't really understand a lot. I understand a little bit more. I seen some things as a 14-year-old that some 14-year-olds probably shouldn't have seen.
Gotcha.
And I also moved down here and went straight into high school. So as a New York kid, 14 years old, moving in Florida, and going straight into high school with no friends, that was rough. I was bullied my entire freshman year. And when I say bullied, I don't mean like, oh, your clothes is stupid, or oh, whatever. I mean, they would pick on me, push me on the ground, throw my backpack over the fucking railing, you know, tell me that I don't belong here because I sound different and shit like that. You know, like, legitimately got bullied. And that with my parents, and then just out here, just didn't feel the same. Nobody really did anything like they did in New York for Halloween. There was no huge family like it was in New York. And
right.
Growing up, I just hated the holidays. I just absolutely hated the holidays because of what happened in the, you know, the mid part
Your
of my
youth.
Childhood.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it just stuck with me. Was like, oh, it's Christmas. When it's 80 freaking degrees out. I'm wearing sandals and shorts. I'm going swimming. Like, it just does not feel like Christmas to me. And I feel bad because my wife, she absolutely loves Christmas. You know?
What?
And don't get me wrong. Like, over the years, I do stuff because I know she likes to go Christmas light watching, and there's certain movies that we watch every year together and stuff like that. And, you know, she listens to Christmas music in her truck, and I don't say anything because, you know, it's her truck or whatever. I don't listen to that shit in my car, but, you know. So, at times I do come off acting somewhat like the Grinch, but when you go from a kid that's used to something that was such a huge tradition with family, and then come into Florida where there's no snow, you're sweating your ass off on Christmas. But not only that, nobody put the lights up. Like we got to drive like 20 miles just to see like 10 houses that are lit up. It's fucking stupid, you know, where in New York, you could literally walk 10 blocks and see 300 houses that are lit up, you know? So it's just different for me. You know, the people who grew up here, I have friends that are like, well, this is what even my wife said it, you know, my majority of her childhood that she can remember was here in Florida. So this is what she's used to. However, I started to get used to it and just took it for what it was. But then the last 2 years, we decided to go up north for Christmas. And 2 years ago, we went to Wisconsin, which was still kind of laid back like Florida. There wasn't a whole lot of... That's where my wife's family's from. So we went up there to see that, went to Chicago and stuff like that. It's still kind of laid back like how it is here. Not a lot of people put up lights and whatnot, but it was cold. It was festive. It snowed. You can tell it felt like I almost said Halloween, like Christmas, you know?
Yeah.
And then last year, went up north. I took my wife, Kat. I took my friend, Charlene. And we went up north. And we were with the family. It was cold. Seeing the kids opening up presents, the smiles on their face. You know, and it's not about us getting gifts. Yeah, they got us a couple little things here and there because we were there. But going from family's house to house to house, all the kids around, the traditions... Like, my brother's girl's family has somewhat of a weird tradition. It's not weird for me because I love Chinese food, but it was weird because I've never heard anyone that their entire family every year for Christmas orders out, like, $150 worth of freaking Chinese food. They just get a shit ton of Chinese food, and they just put it all out on the table, and we just went ham. I'm talking
paid in full.
Egg rolls and General South chicken and boneless spare ribs. And I was like, I've never heard this tradition, but I love it.
That is true. They're the only place and open, though.
Yeah. And I mean, like I said, they got to see the cold, all the lights that were up. It felt festive. Everything with the happy holidays, going to the city, going up north and actually getting to see snow that day, you know. It just... Florida doesn't have that feeling. And for this whole week, this entire week for me felt like just a week off of work. It was just another...
Wow.
Today's just Thursday. Yesterday was just Wednesday. Christmas Eve was just a Tuesday. Like it just doesn't... It doesn't do it for me anymore. And then, like I said, I started to kind of... get used to it and just take it for what it was, but then going up north last year and the year before that just put me back in that mindset. Being home this year, I was fine coming all the way up until that last day of work last Friday. It was normal, you know. And then I'm just like, yeah, Christmas is coming. But then this whole week was just kind of like, it was 82 degrees on Christmas. Like, really? 82 degrees and I'm sweating.
Hey, man.
You know, it's like,
ain't nothing like Christmas. It just
instantly
in Florida,
came
man.
Back.
My boy my boy actually posted on IG on Christmas Eve, and there's a picture of him. And his caption was "Christmas in Florida," and this motherfucker was in the pool.
I'm telling you, man. Pool, I mean,
and that's what I'm talking about. I've gone swimming on Christmas. It's like we've gone to the beach last year when we were in New York. My friend texted me, "Guess where we're at?" I said, "Where?" We're in New Smyrna Beach chilling. It's 88 degrees outside right now.
Litty.
And that's why I'm in New York, where it's 38 degrees right now.
You know, I kind of agree with what you're saying. With what you're saying, because like back in like what Thanksgiving, like it don't feel like it's Thanksgiving to me unless I'm in like Georgia and I see the leaves, different colors, and I'm around the fireplace.
That's another thing.
And I'm with the family. So like with Christmas. Yes. It's like my Christmas usually, you know, me and my family pack up and we go down to Miami and we all meet up with rest of my family and my grandfather, you know, and we have Christmas there. So like it always been like a Miami Christmas to me or at my mom's house. But, you know, as I get older and of course my grandparents passing, we don't do that no more. So now it's like me and my girl, we do Christmas and it's like, we watch the Christmas movies. We do the whole thing. You know, we went out, got the tree, got the, you know, so it's kind of like Christmas is what you make it, you know. So if like if you want to have it, you know what I'm saying, you put the effort out and you kind of like get it in return, you know. It was nice seeing all the gifts under the tree and waking up to the gifts, you know, seeing her smile at her gifts and me checking out my gifts and, you know, getting those tickets to the Lit as Fuck tour to see Martin on the flow. Shit. Whew. On the floor.
Really?
On the wood.
Yeah, y'all gonna be on that wood. God. Trav on wood 2020, man. That's it.
Amway Center, man.
I mean, he's always murking and jerking.
Hey,
Trav on wood. Nah, Trav was lurking and twerking. So Trav was shaking ass.
Trav don't shake ass.
Shaking ass and sucking toes, man. That's all he knows, man.
My girl hooked me up, man. She saw my beats. She saw my beats was, you know, destroying their sales. So she went and caught me the new beats, you know, three, you know, so I'm,
oh, yes,
I'm back,
sir.
I'm back lit.
Yes, sir.
You know, so,
and
you know,
shout out to your girl on the PS&BS slides. The
merch.
The
custom. She got the merch.
Okay.
And she did that
I'm a little salty because she did that slick.
She was like, it was like when we posted the IG and she was like, hey, send me the logo. So I'm thinking she gonna just like throw it up on her story or whatever. So I didn't think nothing much about it. So then the gift comes in the house and she like, oh, it's glass. You know, don't touch it. It's glass. So when I open it up, I'm thinking it's gonna be a glass. When I see the two slides in there, I'm like, oh, she did it. She did her thing, man.
I'm in the talks right now with my buddy about some merch for our brand, and I was hoping to get the first piece. I was gonna get a hat, and when I saw that, I looked at it. I'm like, this motherfucker.
Shout out to Rose,
she had
man.
To get
she
the
did a
first
thing.
Piece. Shit,
I ain't hating though.
That
hoodie,
was a good
man.
Gift, girl. That was a good gift. That was good.
Mark my words. Man. I'm getting the hoodie. All black, big ass PS&BS on the back, like nice. Full back type shit.
Yeah, man. But
I should know by tomorrow, if not Monday.
I think next
pricing.
Year we throw a PS&BS Christmas. You know, have Steels come over to the house, man. I make him some eggnog or something. You know, throw on Home Alone.
Excuse me. I don't drink that shit.
Okay, I'll give you some coquito.
I drink coquito.
Show Home Alone. You know, we put the star on a tree. You know, I'm gonna get Steals the whole.
We're gonna dress Steals
no
up
cap,
like an elf.
No cap. No cap. I watched both Home Alones this week. I watched both Home Alones this week.
For real, that's what me and my girl did, man. We enjoy it, man. She loves.
And we watched the Grinch
Christmas,
the Jim Carrey edition, of course.
Yeah, my family's in the other room. My family's in the other room taking care of Home Alone 2.
Hey.
They're watching that right now.
Yeah, but see, us here at PS&BS, we don't care about family, so we made Lex come in here and do the podcast with us. We said, forget family right now. It's time to podcast. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, I'm locked up in a room in isolation right now.
Yeah, we don't show no mercy on this show.
I mean,
man.
I am too.
It's my a sweatshop, man.
But you're always locked in a room
closed,
in isolation.
Come and close the door.
Not me.
Steals, you're always locked in a room.
Oh my God!
Steals be walking outside like,
open.
You okay? I walk right back in the room.
Lex,
I just yell from my seat. I don't even leave the room.
Oh shit!
Lex, you're a Florida guy. So how do you feel about this Christmas in Florida thing, man? You think Steals is just being too dramatic with it, or is it really a thing where you can't
Florida say that just, because if this is your Florida, this is what you're used to.
No, I was born in Jersey. I lived in New Jersey and
well,
New York.
See, now he can say on it. Now he has something to say.
Oh, let me hear what Lex got to say, man.
Oh no, I 100% agree with Steels. As a matter of fact, when I first moved out here, I hated it here. 100%.
Yep.
There was no Christmas spirit. Period. It was nothing. Yep.
For me, it goes all the way back to Halloween, son. From Halloween to New Year's, it's trash.
If you guys have ever been, if you know, excluding Steels and myself, if you guys have ever been to New York during Halloween and Christmas, it's
holidays.
A completely different world.
Yeah, yeah.
The closest thing here in Florida that feels like Christmas is if you go to Disneyland or something, because it's like that.
Right.
And even that is not that crazy because usually they only just dress up the front.
Exactly, but at least you get that. At least they have the music. They have the people singing. They have the show. Because in New York, it's like everywhere.
Yes.
The street, the middle of the street, people are singing, doing whatever they got to do. So yeah, it's different. I completely understand. Now when I moved out here, Christmas for me here, it's different. Now that I have my 3-year-old boy, it's all about him now. So my goal every holiday, whether it's Halloween or whatever, Easter, whatever, is to make sure he has the best time possible.
Right,
you know,
those memories.
Yeah,
for me, it's an afterthought.
And I mean,
like, it doesn't matter.
And if I had a kid, I'd do the same thing too.
So it's different. It's exciting for me now.
It is.
Gotcha.
It's different. It's he can deal with that because he has a kid. It's different, you know. I don't, so it's like,
I
get to see everybody on the Instagrams and shit with their family, and they're all doing all this stuff, and it's like, that's what I used to do.
You know? Yeah, Christmas morning for my son was, he woke up. He's three now, so it's a little bit different. He woke up and he's very aware of everything that's going on, Santa and everything. He's able to communicate all of that. So he woke up, he went straight for the presents. Then my wife was like, "Nope, wake up, daddy." So he woke me up. He's like, "Daddy, let's go. I gotta open presents." So I'm like, "All right, cool." It was like 6 in the morning.
Yeah, I remember being a kid like that too.
That's exactly how it was with us.
I didn't wait for the sun to get up. I couldn't wait.
Yeah, so you know, I went in there and he went nuts. Yeah, he went nuts. He went
Christmas morning? I saw y'all rock.
Yeah.
Yeah, Christmas
morning. There was times at 5 o'clock in the morning, me and my brother would get up and run into our parents' room and wake their asses up. I'm like, "Hey, we know it's time. Get out there, get your coffee, put the music on. We're ready."
Yeah, we had Noche Buena the night before, December 24th. We have a Christmas Eve dinner with the family, Noche Buena. Yeah. And then we open gifts. It depends. If we're not going to see anybody, you know, people are out of town and stuff like that, then we go ahead and open everybody the gifts there. But for us here, it's my son. Once he wakes up on Christmas morning, it's a wrap.
Listen.
Yeah, we always did it Christmas morning too.
Listen, man, for the Boricuas out there, man. All right. I don't even rep this as much as I should. December 25th. Does not exist in, I'm just going to say,
the Latin community.
I'm just going to say Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say Puerto Rican.
You can't.
I'm just going to say Puerto Rican.
You can't.
We have
three
Kings Day. My
entire family's Puerto Rican, and none of us do it. And all my other friends, too.
Is Christmas. Christmas Eve is Christmas dinner, and it's Christmas opening of gifts.
You're the only one I know.
Christmas Eve night.
You're the only one I know that does that. Every other Hispanic, I'm not even going to say Puerto Ricans, Hispanic family that I know do it on Christmas Day.
Nope.
Christmas Day. I'm always used to, shout out to Random Chaos, you know what I'm saying? AJ, I'm usually sharing Christmas
AJ,
with his family.
OG.
You know, and usually we celebrate it on the 24th, man. We go to his grandparents' house. You know, they got the food. They got the gifts under the tree.
Yes, sir.
You know, and it... You know, they like family to me, so, you know, I'm there, like, usually every year. I missed out this year, of course, but, you know, I'm usually there every year, you know. But this time I celebrated with my girl on the 24th as well.
Yes, sir.
You know, I'm just used to the 24th, man.
Yes, sir. Come on.
Yeah, we have...
all family perspective, man.
Yeah, definitely. We have Christmas Eve dinner, we have Christmas Day, and then we have Three Kings Day, which
is... Oh, you guys
up.
Do Three Kings? Yep. Okay.
Oh, yes, we do. Okay. Oh, yes. That's huge. Huge.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
But I got one little Christmassy story. You know, I was picking up the last Christmas gift at Walmart, you know, the little online, pick it up in 4 hours when they ready. So I get there, they got the little pickup in the back of the store by the electronics. So I'm over there, you know, strolling through the PlayStation section, of course. And there's a little old guy there, and he's looking around, and he's like, "I got a little grandson, and I'm trying to get him the PlayStation, but I don't know what to get him, you know." I said, "How old is he?" He's like, "Oh, he's 13 or 12, around that age. I don't remember, but, you know, he's a preteen." So I'm like, "Man, go ahead, get the PlayStation 4 for him. Go ahead, get him that GTA, man. Go ahead, get him that GTA." And sure
enough,
why
would you recommend something that's not his, that's not his age rating?
What do you mean? That's a, hey, when I was his age,
you definitely don't have kids. You definitely don't have
kids. When I was his age,
come on, man.
Hey, shout out to that kid out there. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Yo,
that man was about to buy his... No. Hey, he was about to buy his grandson like some Paw Patrol remix.
Give
PS4
that kid
game.
Knack and call it a day, bro.
Yo, there are plenty of other games that 13
so
or 12 year old
Spider-Man.
Kid can play. Yeah, dude.
No. GTA? I mean, I pointed out the Spider-Man as well, but the GTA, it was just like, hey,
you're definitely not a father yet.
I'm not a dad, and I wouldn't.
Hey,
when I was a kid,
what do you mean? When I was a kid, so hold on. When y'all was 12, y'all wasn't playing GTA. That's what y'all trying to tell me?
No,
GTA
sir.
Didn't
GTA
exist.
The first rated you know how game old I am? Played? Did you not listen to how old I am?
Yeah. Okay, so when did y'all start? Okay, when
PlayStation was out?
When did y'all start watching rated R movies?
Etch a Sketch.
I said before. Rated R movies? My dad did not allow us to watch rated R movies.
Okay.
Well, I'm sorry for you. I'm sorry for y'all, but for me, it's when my mom took me to go buy GTA 3, they was at GameStop like, this game is rated mature, it has drugs and sex. And my mom said, my son want the game, give him the game. They was over there trying to discuss this shit with my mom.
Okay, here's the thing with that situation. It varies, because listen, as a father, there's a lot of things that comes into play with recommending a game like that to a 12 and 13-year-old. First of all, the parents. If his parents aren't aware of what the hell's going on, he's going to see that game. Games are different now than they were back then.
Right.
GTA 3 is like almost photorealistic to a point. When you shoot somebody in the face or shoot them somewhere, you see the chunks. You see everything. It's different than it was back. GTA 3, you didn't see anything. You just saw like a red dot.
Dude, it's different. I saw all my little cousins at Thanksgiving, and these guys threw on Netflix and they went straight. These little kids were rating on how many rated R movies they got to see. I was like, what? this is the new generation. These are young kids.
But
they rating and hollering. If you think a 12-year-old doesn't know about GTA.
If the parents are involved in their lives and give consent, then I agree. But if you look at everything that's going on out there with kids, especially specifically when it comes to these games, they are easily influenced. You got to be careful.
Oh yeah, that is true, because some people take it way off. I told the guy what the game was about. It's not like he didn't know what the game was about. I told him what it was about. It's clearly in the name, Grand Theft Auto.
Right. But these things that were happening today didn't happen when I was growing up. Not to this extent.
True.
So it's different. These kids are different. I and the parents have to be on point. Because if the parents are not on point, if you look at everything that's happened, it goes back to the parents. So that's why you don't know. You know, you don't know.
Never know. But hey, shout out to that kid, man. Sorry if I ruined your life.
My first rated M game was Red Dead Revolver. On PlayStation 2.
Really? That's because my parents was drunk. No true crime?
My parents was drunk, and that was the only reason I got to play this shit. It was like, cowboy, play it.
Yeah. So y'all wasn't allowed to watch Beavis and Butthead and South Park and nothing like that, huh?
I don't know if we were allowed, but
when those came out, I was old enough.
I guess I'm talking to Biggs.
He said y'all.
I don't know what the equivalent is. When did you guys start being able to
watch rated R movies and stuff?
Make decisions on your own when it came to video games and entertainment. Now.
When I moved to Florida and my parents split up and my mom let us do whatever we wanted to do.
Maybe so
14.
Okay, for me, it was earlier than that, because my parents basically, at a very, very, very young age, I don't remember how far back, but it was definitely told me, listen, all this stuff you want to watch, Alien and all these horror movies, because I was very much into horror movies, just remember one thing. You can watch all that stuff you want. If you have nightmares, that's on you. One.
Right.
Two, remember that it is fake. It is make believe. Right. So everything you see is fake. So then I watched all those crazy rated R movies at a very young age. I was having nightmares. I was freaked out. But at the end of the day, I knew that it was fake. And even now to this day, I cannot watch real violence. I cannot watch real violence. But you give me a movie that severs somebody's heads off and stuff like that, and I love it. I crack up.
Yeah, I can't watch the real Lex.
Can't watch somebody twist the ankle, man. He gonna freak out.
Yeah, no, I can't.
Same here. I don't know where that's from, but I can't do the same. I can't watch those science shows where they doing surgery on people. No, I can't watch World Star Hip Hop Fight Comp, man.
That's all I be on. I be trying to see niggas get knocked the fuck out.
I can't watch that because it's real. You know what I'm saying? I have friends that train, you know, mixed martial arts. I have friends that do all that stuff, and they're all over, and they send me videos, and I'm like, guys, you know me. I'm training to fight, and I've fought before, so I understand when somebody gets hit in the face, somebody gets hit in the head, and the head injury, the head trauma.
Hit them in the temple, watch them start shaking.
It's nuts. You can kill somebody, man. It's nuts.
I was going to say, I've seen people lay down and not get back up.
know. Yeah, so that's one of those things where I can't watch it for real because I know.
The only part where it starts getting kind of disturbing for me is when, like, okay, you hit with temple shot, whatever. They start doing their little glitch on the ground or whatever, and then they go down there and give them another two, and I'm like, oh, no. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's good enough. This man doing the Harlem Shake on his
that's
back.
The thing. Yeah.
You all don't right, gotta man, go in for thing. A two piece.
That's the thing.
Merry Christmas.
PS and BS Christmas special, man.
God damn, yeah, man. But,
I'm not gonna lie to you, boys. The topic might have to wait till next week because we sitting at a good 45 talking about Christmas.
PS and BS
Christmas special, man. Christmas special.
But hey, man, it wouldn't be a PS and BS podcast without a little PS. You know, so what's been going on, man, this holiday week of festivities?
Festivities? You said festivities?
You said festivities.
This man, right. Trav, there's always a fuck up with Trav in the grammar somewhere, yo, bro.
Festivities!
Shout out to Helga.
It said festivities.
He said festivities.
He said, what's going on?
Let me take a drink of this water, man.
No, you ain't drinking water.
Fest double D's. God damn. All right, man. Woo. So quick news, quick reveals, little updates going on in the PlayStation world this past week. Starting off with Jump Force. Jump Force is getting two new characters to finish off their character pass. Those characters being Grimmjow from Bleach and Law from One Piece. Personally don't care about none of them, but there's people out there who love Bleach and love One Piece, so they'll have fun playing as them. They're available now. They were available on 12/17/19, but we're well past that, so go ahead and grab them now. You know, we always got to mention Fortnite in an episode of PS and BS just because they deserve it with everything they do for us. Fortnite, the Winterfest update is going on right now. Contains some free giveaways, maybe I'm thinking skins, some new challenges to overcome, and more. So you know Fortnite is never ending. They're gonna have challenges.
I
new
downloaded
weapons.
Fortnite on my phone and took some of the free shit. Not Sheesh. Gonna lie.
And
not
and you're never gonna use it. That's why I don't understand.
Never gonna use it, but I downloaded the whole 4 gigs on my phone and booted the game up just to get it.
Speaking of Fortnite, some more news broke out. I'm not sure if this is active or when it's going to be active, but news broke out of Fortnite having a split screen mode.
Oh, yeah. I think it's active.
Yes,
it's in beta.
I did hear that.
So,
and I like that. Split screen I want mode. That in the future of gaming.
Wow. That's a crazy step. Like, that's a crazy step.
That is.
Like Fortnite, again, doing the fucking impossible.
Right. A lot of kids are going to stop fighting over the controller.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
Shout out to Fortnite on that. And also we have Rainbow Six Siege update Nighthaven. A Nighthaven update. I think it introduces two new operatives, Kali and Wamai. Also coming with that are new uniforms, Nighthaven uniform and the Nighthaven weapon skins. So there's that. And that's about all for the update news for this week on PlayStation.
I saw a rumor about demos for Final Fantasy Remake 7 coming soon.
I did hear about that
later,
too.
Man. I'm hoping that's real, man, because I would like to dip. You know
don't,
what I'm saying?
Don't,
dip my
don't,
big toe
don't,
into
don't,
it.
Don't.
Jump in the shallow end.
Just let me have that game.
Splash
right?
around a little
just
bit.
Just let me have that. Don't tarnish that game with your buy and never complete fucking syndrome. Don't tarnish that good game's name. All right. Just stay away from it. If you come to the crib or something like that, I'll let you go ahead and grab the controller for a second. But don't buy that game. Don't try that game. Don't play that game. Trav.
Wow.
That is directed strictly to Trav. Please stay away from that game.
Ooh. Hey,
I do.
I do, definitely.
I do want to give a shout out to an interesting poll that I saw that's been floating around about Game of the Decade.
Hey. You know, Slex, you know some Kojima shit.
Yeah,
no,
I was
actually,
what was on
it's
that
not.
List?
No, it was on Twitter and then it was on PlayStation blog, Game of the Decade, and the consensus seems to be Last of Us, which I 100% agree with.
Yeah, they raised the bar.
Yeah, they were people on both sides. There were people that, you know, were disagreeing, but the majority of everybody voted for Last of Us.
Was there like a selection, or was it just everybody just doing their name? What was the options?
Oh, dude, the options are like,
oh, it was a long list.
Decade.
Oh shit!
Yeah, it wasn't just like six choices.
Did they? Oh, okay,
dude,
okay,
it's like hundreds and hundreds of games.
I mean, there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of games, and not to get, you know, bring up old arguments, but out of those hundreds and hundreds of games, there's only probably
I'll tell you right now,
good percentage that's not
I'll tell you right now. I'll tell you right now. I'll give you an example, just so you know, not including. Just to give you quick examples.
Yeah.
Apex Legends, Alien Isolation, the Assassin's Creed games, the last ones that came out.
Yeah.
You know, the Batman Arkham series, the Borderlands series, Call of Duty series, the Modern Warfare Black Ops series. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's
things
tough.
Like every the Dark game Soul
that's came out in the last 10 years.
Yeah. Dead Cells, Dead Space, Destiny, you know, things like
that. I mean, once you put Last of Us at the top of the totem pole, kind of some of those games kind of go to the side.
No, Grand Theft Auto 5, God of War.
You got no, I mean like Alien Isolation. Yeah. That goes to the side. 4. Apex goes to the side.
Yeah, you got, you know, Horizon Zero Dawn, Spider-Man.
Yeah, that's a contender.
Metal Gear 5. You know, you got a lot of games. One. Persona 5, Phantom. Persona 4, Resident Evil 2, Resident Evil 7. I mean, there's a Sekiro, obviously, that one. You know,
Controller,
Titanfall 2. You got the Tomb Raiders, the Uncharted 3 and 4. You know, there's a lot of games on here that Witcher 3 that definitely could give Last of Us a run for its money. But I'm not mad at definitely. I agree with Steels.
Last of Us 2,
Cat Quest 2
for sure.
Yep, definitely.
Cat Quest 2 game of the year.
Yep, holy shit.
Definitely.
Yeah.
What about the real
and soon
2K?
To be?
I'm not even going to play the sample because I have
on
you.
The list. Hey, that was the one game that wasn't even on the list.
Hey, but hey, they put out like another couple patches since, you know, the beginning.
Bro,
and it seems like
nothing
the game is
saving the game.
It
nothing.
Seems like the game is more stable. It's more stable
nothing
now.
It's already only $30 in the store. It's like $25-$30 in the store.
I know, that's what I'm saying. It's stable now. It's on sale. You know, the creation suite.
Thanks.
That's fine. That's fine for the five people, including yourself, that are playing it.
Thanks. Yes. Precisely.
Nobody.
I think that five
game
is a long shot. But I think
the best thing that happened to that game is the worst thing that happened to that game, which is it launched so bad that it got a lot of notoriety because of that. Because if it didn't, it just would have been released and come and gone.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's crazy.
Right. 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 It didn't just stay on the same wave pattern that you
right
know. The other ones that came out
exactly
and hit the bottom of the ocean, and you know, I don't know what's gonna happen with that game, man. 2020 is gonna be very interesting at the 2K facility.
No, but there's a lot of games that are coming out in 2020 that are gonna make us forget all about these other failures that have come out this year. A lot of games, right off the bat.
Cyberpunk.
Yeah.
Wait.
We have Final Fantasy Remake. There's a Marvel's Avengers. There's so many. It's not even.
Oh God.
It's going to give us amnesia. I mean, it's not even going to be fair.
I'm going
to
be.
Last of Us 2.
I'm looking more forward to that than I was looking forward to Christmas. Like, that's Christmas to me, knowing that next year, you know, with
new
all
systems,
health and positivity, you know, financial health, and that I'm going to be able to scrape up all of this new entertainment.
No, absolutely.
You know, hardware and software.
Hopefully there's a new graphics card coming out. Please cross our fingers. That'd be fantastic.
He ready to raise the bar already.
Yeah, ready to raise the bar on the PC.
Oh yeah, I've been. Sheesh. You know, I'm getting the VR definitely tomorrow. I'm ordering it actually.
Oh, you haven't found one yet, still?
Dude, let me tell you. I'll just say this: if anybody here thinks that VR is like dead or like a side thing, you're sadly mistaken. That was one of the number one holiday gifts this year. It's impossible to find. It's sold out everywhere.
I heard that and the AirPod Pros or Air.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. The Pros are sold out till like
2020. 2020 is going to be the year VR completely explodes.
We'll see,
like,
man.
For real.
The hardware is there. It's just the I mean, PC, I think you guys got it. PC, you guys got the software. Consoles, PlayStation, of course. But, you know, we need the other guys to see what they want to do when it comes to VR. I mean, sorry, Nintendo. I don't think you guys are ever going to have VR, but
they don't need
high
it.
Hopes.
They don't need it.
You don't think so?
No, Nintendo?
Nintendo Switch VR?
No, they don't need it. No, they don't need it.
For what? Mario Party? No.
They already have.
No, for Pokemon.
They have the biggest.
Zelda.
Listen, no, no.
Metro
they have the
Prime.
Biggest. They have the biggest advantage to me, which was brilliant, was they have a hybrid system that's portable.
Yes.
And you can play at home. That's all they need. That's it.
Right.
That's it. Save the money. Make a pro version of the Switch next year or something.
Yeah, they're going to need something.
Let's introduce them to 1080p at the very least. Jesus Christ.
Shout out to Stadia, man. They got 1080p.
That's freaking 2008.
Wow. Holy shit.
I mean, hey. Stadia?
These boys need
I
a
saw
minute.
Somebody, I saw somebody on Twitter that started a hashtag Stadia Master Race.
That's,
yo, so nobody had that on the
on that.
Nobody, nobody had that on the Christmas list. It's, it went down in price. It's not $150 no more. It's $123.
Oh, I gotta nobody say one thing. Ouya, baby. Ouya. Ouya.
Ouya.
If you don't know what it is, look it up.
I don't
Ouya.
Know what it is. I'll be looking that up shortly.
It sound,
I'll send
like
you a
some
video.
Shit. It sounds like some shit they would say in like a Star Wars. Like a,
you guys,
like
no,
alien
you guys have never heard
shit.
Of Ouya?
No, never heard
nah.
of
That is why. The Ouya was a console released by an independent
oh, yes.
company that
I
was supposedly going to take out the PlayStation and
yes,
the Xbox.
I remember that. This was a
the
box.
Company, yes, the company went bankrupt. Oh, my. Look it up. Look up.
When
look it up.
When was this?
Dude,
hey,
this was like
hey, I'm not gonna lie.
8 years
I've been
ago.
To get one. I got
maybe?
One for sales. Hit my DMs.
This was 2012, 2013.
Yeah, it was
around,
a big, it was a
right
big
around
thing.
The time. Dude. They
it was a big
launched.
Thing.
It was just like Stadia. They launched.
They sold
they
out to
promoted
like,
it.
Oh, yes, yes.
They promoted
yes.
it.
Okay, I do remember.
Like
that.
It was the next big thing.
That.
Yep.
And it came out, and you know they had backers like you know that actually put money to help build this thing.
Yep.
And it was a complete disaster. Ouya.
Yep.
Ouya.
Ouya.
Hey man, Stadia's not. That's not gonna happen in Stadia, man. It's not gonna happen.
Google is so out of touch with the internet providers of the United States of America because
Google Fi. They keep
that.
Promoting that Google Fi.
Yeah, but it's expensive. People can't afford that.
Hey man,
people still buying digital copies of. I mean, hard
Stadia
copies
not
of
for
games.
Everybody, I guess.
People want hard copies.
Hey man, listen. 2020. I'm not no more hard copies. Hashtag man. How about your boy?
I've been digital off that for a minute. I'm about to turn in all my hard copies just because they're hard copies. That's
right,
just
man.
What I'm about to do.
Wow.
But with all that with all that being said, I do want to go ahead and transition this along to a very, for me personally, I don't know about y'all boys or the listeners, a very anticipated segment only because I haven't heard anything about it this week. So I'm just like kind of curious as to what this man got for us. So without further ado. It is that time.
Jeez.
It's that time.
It is that, it's time.
That time. Oh boy. Alright, here we go. You ready? So, do you guys know what really shaves my sprockets?
What
does What does steals?
Oh, that was nice. That was good. I keep forgetting to put that on the soundboard. That was good, actually.
Let's see. Let's go with driving slow in the fast lane. There's nothing more that pisses me off when I'm trying to cruise home. Granted, it's at, you know, 20, 25 mile an hour over the speed limit, but whatever. I can't help it that they only have 408 at 55 miles an hour. Everyone does 80, and I'm doing 70. So I still think like I'm in the right. You know, I'm like, you know, whatever. I hate it when I'm cruising on any highway, not just that one. Doing 70, 75, 80, whatever it is. And you have someone in the far left lane. Some people call it the fast lane. Some people call it the passing lane. Doing 40 miles an hour, 50 miles an hour, and they just don't move. They just sit there chilling. Just straight chilling.
So I'm guessing you're one of the ones that consider that the fast lane? That's your fast lane?
Yeah, man. I'm in the left lane. I'm trying to get places. You know? I'm living in a fast lane, son. You know, I'm trying to stay in fifth gear. You know, got that Tomei out the back screaming at you know, 3,500, 4,000 RPMs, just cruising down the highway. You know? And then, not only that, it's not even a regular person. What pisses me off even more than that is when it's like a city truck, like fucking Duke Energy or a dump truck. Like, you're doing 50 in the far left lane. Get the fuck over. Move over. You're supposed to be in the far right lane anyway. You know, it's just annoying. Because then I have to slow up. I have to downshift. I got to put my blinker on. I got to make sure the lane next to me is clear. Then I got to go around your ass. You know,
steals the Grinch.
Just... I thought you souped up that Subaru. Why is that being a Grinch? I thought you souped up that Subaru to obey traffic laws and do the speed limit. I thought that's why you souped it up.
What if it was like a happy family in front of you singing like Christmas songs and,
yeah,
you know
they can do that in the far right lane out my damn way.
Wow.
In America, in America, the left lane. In America, the left lane is the fast lane.
Correct.
Yeah.
Period.
And honestly, period. Technically, they did a little, what's it called? Like a poll or a survey or whatever.
Yeah.
Majority of the accidents that happen on the highways, at least in Florida, is due to people driving slow in the fast lane, which forces the people who are driving fast in the fast lane to switch lanes. Right. So they were talking about, I don't know if they actually made this a thing or whatnot, but apparently if you're not driving a certain amount of speed in that lane, you can get a ticket.
Technically. Well, yeah.
If you don't move over for cars that are coming up on you, if you don't move over yourself and you're forcing them to slow down and accelerate around you, you're
signs down in one. Georgia. There's signs in Georgia because you know how Atlanta, the city, can get real crazy. There's signs that tell you, if you go below 30 miles per hour, you're getting the ticket. Like, there's signs.
Oh, yeah. It's like that up north, too. They have a maximum speed limit and a minimum speed limit.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. My homeboy Granddad got a ticket for that.
Why are you
too slow on the 408?
Why are you going to sit in your damn Toyota Prius doing 50 mile an hour on a highway where you can do 70? In the far left lane.
Prius can't make it that. You know what he got to do for the Prius to get to 70 miles per hour? They got to shut the radio off.
They got to shut the AC off. They got to lift up the armrest shit and start blowing into that shit.
Oh,
shit. They got to start doing random shit. Amp that bitch up. They got to take their shoes off. Oh, come on, man. Lord. It's a process.
Right.
It's a process. It's just annoying. You over here talking like everybody got a fucking 2019 Subaru.
Hold up. Okay, I understand that. But I'll be doing 70, which is 15 miles an hour over the speed limit on a 408, getting passed by a Toyota Camrys and other stuff, doing 90 just because they. Because
it's girls in the Toyota Camrys and they doing their makeup.
Exactly, they're on the phone doing their makeup, doing 90 down a damn highway, you know. So it's not the fact that if just I got a souped up car, you know, and or whatever. It's just the fact that if you're doing 50 miles an hour, like Luda says, move, bitch, get out my way.
Trav be driving slow, man, because you know he be having fucking big toe in his mouth while you driving. So.
Yo, wait, do you see his feeds?
What's wrong with y'all?
Do you see his feeds? Niggas always in traffic. He's always in traffic.
Yeah, I'm always in traffic, man. Chilling.
He always in traffic.
Chilling in traffic,
with toe
man.
In his lip.
2 mile an hour, so everybody can see him in that Honda Accord.
Hey, I'm behind tents, man. You know,
I'll
back
never
in the day,
give that shit up, bro. I will never give that up.
It gets a little different, man.
Trav sucks toes, y'all. I will never give that shit
who's,
up.
First of all,
Trav
who's
be sucking toes.
Uh-oh.
Be
first
sucking,
of all, Biggs wish he could suck toes. I don't suck toes. Steels loves toes.
Steels does love toes.
Yo, why?
Steels loves toes.
Okay,
that's cool. Wow. That's cool. That's what
he
you
does
went
love,
to.
He does love
me,
yeah,
on the other hand.
Here we go.
Don't touch me with no feet. Don't touch me with
you
any
of
that.
You be caressing toes and licking the shit. You be licking the bottom of my foot.
Is that what you segue? Is that what you want to watch?
No,
you
hold a sick up, ass. Hold up.
It's gonna segue.
Don't be
to
a menace
ass
to South Central while drinking juice in the hood, homeboy. Put the ketchup on the toes.
Yeah, that's what Travis doing with the barbecue.
Is that what Biggs does? That, you know, if nobody's seen Biggs, he got that,
putting the hot sauce.
He got that special haircut just for it. Just for it, man.
Sheesh. Right,
just for it. He got a haircut just so he can suck toes.
I don't suck no toes. All I'm saying is I don't suck no toes. I'm convinced that you suck toes.
Shout out to the chicks.
But
shout out to the chicks. How you convinced?
I will never be convinced that you suck toes. But I will say this much about myself: if a toe, you know, slathered in some medium wing sauce happened to be on my wing plate, it might just get.
I don't know what y'all Orlando dudes do.
Oh my god!
I don't know what y'all Orlando, but us South Florida dudes, we not doing any of that. Me and Lex ain't doing none of that.
You never use any melting chocolates and spread chocolate over certain body parts and go to town.
Yes, sir.
Not no feet.
What does a foot do for a female? Any chick that puts her feet in your face,
she don't respect you.
No, I don't do toes.
If a chick put her feet in her face, she cheating on you. On God.
Whoa. Yeah, I don't do feet. Oh my God.
What? How is that? How is that a thing? How is that?
Because she don't respect you.
Yo, that has nothing to do with it. Why are they cheating? So toe in the face is you're cheating?
No. She don't respect you. She don't respect your personal space. She don't respect your personal space, and she put her feet in your face.
I'm trying to figure out how this sprocket segment went from driving in the fast lane to sucking toes.
Because Biggs got a nasty little fantasy, he got erect thinking about some feet in his face and wing sauce. Wow. He's a sick ass little kid.
Not gonna lie, the boy in the toes, man.
Now we know, man.
I don't do feet. I just went ahead and threw that in there just because, you know what I'm saying? Shit happens.
You know what I'm saying? You talking ass and thighs, different story, but you know what I'm saying?
All right.
You talking now. Feet?
It took about 2 minutes to get to ass.
Yeah, to get there you go. Trav, you already know.
I wanted to say so. I knew Biggs was sick because out of all the clips that he could have put on the IG, he put up the clip about feet. Biggs got something he want to tell us, man. What is it, Biggs? The only clip he posts is about feet.
That was very.
I said, wait a minute, what that got to do with PS?
All I'm gonna say is that was a very tasteful clip. That's why I used it. All right, it was tasteful.
That shit ain't got nothing to do with PS. That shit got something to do with your fantasy.
And guess what?
Sick.
When I post another one, it's gonna be this exact conversation. So go ahead and say hi to IG, Trav Almighty.
Yeah, the Almighty, man. Y'all know, man. The Almighty.
I get it now.
Listen, man. Fuck the feet and fuck the ass and fuck the express lane, all right?
Let's count how many episodes Biggs talked about feet, man.
That's what we need to go back and look. It's always been you.
You try to put me in your predicaments. I don't know what you gotta do.
Bro. I don't do feet, bro.
Let's call up one of your chicks, man.
Whoa, all right.
Yo, let's ask. This is what we should do. Enough of that feet talk.
Enough of that bullshit. Game releases.
It's about 30 minutes of Biggs talking about how he wanna see Trav and feet. Sick ass shit.
Geek Elite. Lex.
How do you go after that, Lex? How do I follow this?
This is amazing.
Oh, shit.
You know, the episode. Oh, shit. Wow. Okay. All right. Game releases. Listen. Zero. Zero. Huh? Nothing. Nothing till January 17th.
This just in. There ain't shit to report on game releases.
Yeah, nobody. Yep. No, like Trav was having a conversation with us off the pod, and yeah, nobody's dumb enough to release anything at this point because it's the holidays. Everybody's on vacation. Yeah. Even devs take some time off. Yeah, depends who you listen to or read. But yeah, there's nothing till next year. So see you next year. Next year is going to be really good. So we'll be having a lot of conversations about releases next year.
Yeah, next year is going to be mighty fruitful for the podcast, man. So blessings for the new year. Blessing on the new ting. We're going to be kicking in the high gear. We're going to be starting off next week with the topic that we were supposed to go over today until it became a Christmas special in this bitch.
And so then big feet special.
All right, all right. So next week we're going to be getting into the value of the games, comparing the length to the game quality to how much you pay for them. You know, do you want to drop 60 on a 6-hour game or do you want to drop 60 on a 60-hour game? So that's what we're going to be getting into next week. Anybody got anything else? Anything not toe related, Trav?
Yes. No, not toe
Biggs,
related. Not
Biggs toe related. Sucks.
However,
the toe all the way down to the calf. Can we,
Trav?
The whole
Trav,
shit.
Trav.
Check him out, Trav, man. Premium Trav, snaps.
Trav.
Yeah, that's my name. Almighty. Trav? Almighty. All right.
Finally, can you get that shit off your head? Okay. Anyway, tomorrow, the boys will be at Player One.
Yes, sir.
Ready. Player One.
Yes, sir.
Video game bar.
Yep.
We're going to be there just chilling, playing some games, drinking some alcohol with some of our women.
And, I'm underage. I don't drink. So, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm not underage.
Biggs going to be checking out shoe sizes at the door.
This is actually, I don't know, should we kind of say it yet or just kind of save it?
Okay, listen, whatever you feel like needs to be said, say it right now or forever hold your peace.
All right, well, I was just going to say that, you know, this is going to be a future location when time comes, hopefully sooner than later, where we're going to start our legit promoting. And there's talks about actually having a live taping of our podcast where we're going to get interactive with you listeners.
Yes, sir.
At Player One.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
A lot of big things coming.
Let me go ahead and throw
things,
it. Let me throw
big
them.
Things coming.
Where the flex at? I can't find them. Oh, there it is. Yes, sir.
Yep.
Next year is going to be fantastic.
Yeah, definitely. Next year a lot of things are going to be happening with the pod and with the PlayStation, and it just so happens that our pod is about PlayStation, so look how that works out. So yep,
boom.
Yeah, Player One.
Balloon.
Player One by Disney Springs. If y'all know about it in Orlando area, you can come slide by. Maybe you'll catch us out there. We'll say what up. As for Christmas, is that it?
Yep.
I think that's it.
Trav?
That's it.
All right. Cool, man. Good. So, without further ado, to our listeners, PSMBS, we will be seeing you in 2020 next week. Same time, same place.
In
Trav, you
want
to go ahead and carry it out? I just wanted to say that. I wanted to make that little joke. You want to carry out? I'm not gonna do the outro. So go ahead and carry it out.
I just realized that this is the last one of the year.
Yeah, it's the last
hell
one of the
yeah,
year.
Man! It's the last one for 2019, man. We wrapping this up, man. It's been the boys, man. We here. We out of here. PSMBS episode 16. Yeah.
I like toes.
Trav actually does like toes, y'all.